We're so pleased to have with us now the first of the Browns' 2 7th-round draft picks. He's a cornerback from Arizona named Trevin Wade. Trevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I guess the first thing I want to ask you is, being drafted by this Browns team, just being drafted in the NFL, and for you and for a lot of the people who were waiting for that phone call, I'm sure you were sitting there and just finally glad it came.
Oh, yes, sir. It's a dream come true, and, now you got to take the dream and, expand it. So I was very happy to receive the call once it came.
How much are you aware of this Browns football team, especially about the defense? Because as much as the team struggled with its overall record, the defense was one of the better ones as far as its ranking in the NFL this past year.
I've seen that, and I noticed that their pass defense is actually, really good. And I just want to come in there and add to that what I can and also add to special teams.
Yeah, that's the other thing. For a guy, especially coming in where you do, your best route to making this final roster is going to be your work on special teams. So tell me about that. How much I know as a starter in college, I don't know how much work you were able to get in that area. How much of an impact do you think you can make?
I think I can make a really good impact because, I played for Mike Stoops. And, Coach Stoops theory, the plan on his team, is first you got to play special teams. So in order to earn a spot, you need to show that you can play on special teams. And, that's been embedded in me, so I'm just taking that to the next level as well.
Excellent. And what kind of a guy do you see yourself as a cornerback? Because one of the things I know, just looking at some of the analysis of you, is you bring to the table a decent amount of size with you, like what, about 5'10", 192, that you can be physical and you seem to pride yourself on rerouting guys, on doing what you can physically to get them off their route.
Correct. I'm a big technique guy. That's what I stride on. And, it doesn't matter what your physical abilities are, the technique is always going to be there and you can always get better and you can't really lose it. And, so that's what I, stride on. And, a lot of people talk about speed and, stuff like that. But, if you look at my college career, I've never got outran by anybody my whole college career. And we played USC, Oregon, big schools, Oklahoma State, like stuff like that. You can watch the game tape and nobody's ever outran me. And I run people down from behind all the time, And so I don't really understand that part about lacking speed, because nobody's going to run a 4.2 when you got a hand on them. It's
right.
Not possible.
Right.
And I use my technique to my advantage, and that's how I can get the best of people, because when it's 4th and 3 and you need to stop, a 4.2 is not going to help you stop an out route. It's going to be that technique and your break and your fundamentals.
Trevin Wade is joining us. He's a 7th-round pick of the Browns, a cornerback from Arizona. Now, Trevin, you're from Texas, correct?
Yes, sir.
How did you end up at Arizona?
The Stoops brothers, they came down and talked to me, and I really like the Stoops, how their background on defensive backs, and how they have a lot of players, as well as my high school basketball coach. His uncle was one of the the offensive coaches on the staff, so he kind of mentioned my name to him. Which relate to the students, and then they see me, and I wanted to go somewhere new, and I like the city when I went there, and they also have a Air Force base there, so it's pretty cool, seeing jets fly by every day.
And you're referring, of course, to Mike Stoops, right?
Yes, sir.
Who had been the
and
coach.
Mark.
And Mark.
And yes, sir.
His brother, who was now Mark Stoops, ran the defense.
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay. Because Texas, you think about growing up, probably, I just figured your dreams would be to be a Longhorn or maybe an Aggie or something like that.
All right. I like going new places. I like going somewhere new and learning my way around and adjusting. And, new challenges. I like challenges.
Now, with regard to the possibilities here with the Browns, it's always competitive, and I know they're going to want all of the 9 players who were who were drafted by this team to come in with the idea of competing no matter where you were drafted. So I would assume, I know you can look at the secondary, and a guy like Joe Hayden is there who's established himself in a short amount of time, one of the better corners in the league. They have Dimitri Patterson who had his contract extended, so you know that there's a lot of high regard for him, and Sheldon Brown, a veteran player, and then Buster Skrine was drafted last year. I mean, I assume as you look at this, you're going to try your best, of course, to make your mark. And maybe one way to do that as a newcomer is to try to win that nickel role.
You know, that would be great. That's, you know, the best idea. And, you know, wherever they put me, I'm going to give it my all and, you know, try to do what I'm good at, which is, you know, get my hands on the ball, you know, get turnovers, and do my job.
How is your sense of man-to-man coverage? Because that is a big concept with defensive backs in this defense that Dick Geron coaches here in Cleveland.
It's really good. The last 2 years, we switched to man-to-man. And, you know, I like it a lot. It's really fun. And especially if you're bringing blitzes, you know the ball's coming out. So, and with man-to-man, there's really little room for error. So that's where the technique's got to be perfect. And, you know, so I constantly work on mine all the time. And man-to-man is a challenge. And, you know, I love challenges, like I said earlier, and it'd be good for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it puts you out there on that proverbial island. I mean, it's you and the guy you're covering, and it's very clear if things don't go well who people can look at and point to. But when things go well, they can also say, yeah, he shut him down.
Correct.
And that's, from your standpoint, you have to be built a certain way. I guess as the more I talk with guys in this defense, the Joe Haydens, the Dimitri Pattersons, the thing they tell me that has to work best for them is if things go bad, you just absolutely have to erase it from your memory right away. Are you that kind of guy?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, you get beat, it's going to happen. You know, you're playing on this type of level. You know, you're not going to win all of the plays, you know, and the plan is to win them. But, you know, of course, you're going to get beat as just part of the game, or else the other player wouldn't be good, you know. And it's not like that in this league. But you just got to, if that happens, you know, just come back and try to make a play. And anything else, you know, take care of itself.
Who in the NFL have you kind of studied and sort of patterned yourself after? Is there any particular corner that you've said, hey, if I've got the chance, I want to be as much as I can like that guy?
Well, the two guys I watch Charles Woodson, because he's really aggressive, and he has great ball skills, and he's not afraid to tackle anybody. And I was watching him play the nickel. You know, he's been moving to the nickel and coming blitzes real hard and making tackles and being able to cover. Like, I've been watching him a lot, and that's what I admire on that end. And then for coverage-wise, I look at Darrell Revis just because how patient he is when he's guarding the field. If you watch him one-on-one, he's really patient. And he's not like most guys who just depend on their speed and their physical abilities. He's really patient.
Well, I wish you the kind of success that those guys have had in the NFL, Trevin, and look forward to seeing you when you get here to Berea later this week.
Thank you.
All right. He is Trevin Wade, cornerback from Arizona, the first of the Browns' 2 7th-round picks. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.